Class A News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's very quiet this morning at two of the biggest ports in the USA. Daily workers have failed to show up at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Correspondent Dana Griffin in Long Beach says the clock is ticking.
We can see several shipping containers stacked up. Some are full, some are empty. But the thing about how bad this backlog could be, if there is one, we're told from people with direct knowledge here that 4 days is pretty much the max that these shipping containers could be sitting here for it to really create an impact.
The ports and dock workers have been working on a new contract for several months. A grand jury led by the special counsel will reportedly be back in session this week.
The panel has been hearing evidence in the case against former President Trump regarding the handling of classified documents. Now, prosecutors working for the Justice Department and special counsel Jack Smith have been presenting evidence along with witness testimony for many months, but the pace has slowed down. It's still unclear if the former president will be indicted. Trump says he hasn't broken any laws and that the investigation is a politically motivated smear campaign. I'm Laura Winters.
High praise from the Secretary of State for the longstanding partnership between the USA and Israel.
That partnership touches on every aspect of our lives, from security to business, from energy to public health. Our ties have not only delivered for one another, but for countries around the world.
Anthony Blinken, speaking before the group AIPAC, says the White House has vigorously pushed back against anti-Semitism all over the world. The latest sport to face the wrath of some people over its support for the LGBTQ community, stock car racing. A tweet by NASCAR supporting the community has led others to start the hashtag Boycott NASCAR. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Fort Liberty, North Carolina on Friday. The couple will meet with soldiers and families to discuss the Joining Forces initiative. They'll also visit with leaders in Rocky Mount to highlight how the Investing in America plan will impact students and jobs in North Carolina. Biden took some heat this morning from Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who noted the president's fall last week when he tripped over a sandbag at the Air Force Academy commencement ceremony. Haley told Fox News, "We can't ignore Biden's age, and that should inform who voters will be really choosing."
A vote for President Biden is actually a vote for President Harris. We are running against Kamala Harris. Make no bones about it. The New York Times knows it. Every liberal knows it. They know that it's Kamala Harris that's going to end up being President of the United States if Joe Biden wins this election.
And the GOP field is getting much larger. Three more people expected to announce this week. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. That'll make 10 announced Republican presidential candidates. There's a new effort in California to prevent workplace violence. The state Senate's passed a bill that would ban companies from forcing employees to confront shoplifters. The lawmaker sponsoring the measure points to two recent cases, a worker shot and killed at a Home Depot and a Walgreens security guard killing a suspect. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.